You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, just believe. You know, talking about just believe, I would never have believed that I would be excited to be doing a show, or that I would be doing a show on tattoos. This, to me, is a very important show for many reasons. Number one, because it's something that I never gave too much thought to. After having given it much thought and after having seen most of the film so far, Tattoo Nation, which we're going to be talking about with director Eric Schwartz here on Life Changes with Filippo, I am excited because it gives so much meaning to Don't Judge a Book by Its Cover. Let's talk more about that when we come back. But in the meantime, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Tattoo Nation, and then later we're going to talk about Eric Schwartz, the director. So Tattoo Nation, the synopsis is this. Tattoos used to be a sign of rebellion, a middle finger salute to the rest of the world. Outlaw bikers got tattoos. Sailors on leave in Singapore got tattoos. Lifers in the joint got tattoos. Now your mother's got a butterfly on her ankle and your kid's sporting a tramp stamp. What happened? How did tattoos go from the renegade, ready-made, carny cartoons inked as fast as possible to the art form they've become today? That transformation is the subject of the new documentary film, Tattoo Nation. Tattoo Nation tells how a few incarcerated but very talented Chicano artists changed the world of ink forever. It follows three tattoo pioneers, Charlie Cartwright, Jack Rudy and Freddie Negrete, and shows how a new fine line style using detail and shading to achieve a remarkable realism revolutionized the world of ink. In 1975, Cartwright and Rudy boldly opened the first tattoo parlor in the heart of East LA's Chicano community. They hired a recently paroled teenager who, while in jail, unknowingly established iconic images that spoke to an entire generation of Chicanos. And Freddie Negrete became the first professional Chicano artist employed by a mainstream tattoo parlor, a tattoo parlor that was embraced as a new vehicle for self-expression by the Chicano community in East LA. Their victories brought international recognition to the uniquely American approach known as Black and Gray. The world of tattoo and the way we regard tattoo was forever changed. And I'm sure I will be forever changed as how I look at tattoos after this interview today with the director of Tattoo Nation, Eric Schwartz. We'll be right back here on Life Changes with Filippo.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, this is Filippo, and our guest today is Eric Schwartz, who's the director of this new movie that's just come out about tattoos, and it's called Tattoo Nation. And like I said, this is interesting for me to be having this conversation because it's one that I've been passionate about probably ever since I was a child, but not in regard to tattoos, in regard to other things in fields that I've been in, and it applies directly to tattoos. So, for example, in the music industry, I've always been passionate about music. And so I grew up listening to opera, for example, and I understood opera because my father was very passionate about it, coming from Italy and singing it himself and being a great opera singer. I learned the details and the ins and outs of it. And some people would look at me funny because I appreciated this art form. And then I realized that there were people who then would look at other art forms in the music field and say, well, that's not music. And I realized that it was because they didn't understand it, that they didn't have an appreciation for it. So, for example, as I grew up, though I never listened to rap music and still I hear a lot of it and I have an appreciation for it and hip hop and all of that, for people in other cultures or generations before me that say, well, that's not music, that's just a bunch of this or just a bunch of that, I say to them, well, if you knew the culture from which it came from, maybe you wouldn't judge it. And okay, let's not call it music, let's call it something else. But it's an art form, it's an expression. These people are saying something that speaks to each other. It's not just somebody trying to put out bad sounds to you. They may be bad sounds, but maybe you don't understand where it comes from, and maybe they don't need to, but to judge it and to like dismiss it is something I think a big mistake. And I learned that from growing up. And so in the same way, we judge each other and then we say, well, I'm open. I'm open to everything except, well, that over there, that's just wrong. And so I know that a lot of people have shook their fingers at tattoos and said how that's just wrong. And like I said at the beginning of the show, it was these kind of people or those kind of people that used to have tattoos. Well, if we still judge people by that have tattoos by those standards, we'd be in for a rude awakening. And maybe it's time for an awakening because, Mark, like you said before we started the show, actually, you and I were talking, it's like, you know, it's just don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When I went down to, I'd come home from break, having just moved to Miami South Beach, and I said, Mom, what would you think if I got a tattoo? She said, I'd have the rest of your stuff from this house removed.
Oh, no.
And I promptly walked down the hall and started putting together the last remaining boxes.
Because you had one already,
my belongings.
Right? Oh, no.
and she was kind of joking, but yet she kind of wasn't. And you know, it's an example of how people react. And I think about this and how amazing it is that we take such fixed positions in judging the right of someone to do what they wish to express of themselves, on themselves, in their life, in their representation, in their life journey, you know, in this lifetime. But yet, you disconnect it from the modern society and go back to all ancient cultures and all the native and aboriginal cultures. And what's the first thing that you see? Paint.
Yep.
Tribal paint of some sort, of some sort of artistic representation of their tribe, their status within the tribe, or their self-expression, or the art of the moment of you know, their culture.
Yep.
So it's interesting how disconnected we've gotten from some of the most natural ways of expressing our self and our individuality and our community.
Well, maybe this is a way of connecting, actually, and certainly in making this film, a lot of people got to state their views and got to show their tattoos, and though they've been shown in many magazines and many books, this has been out for a long time. Here it is on film, thanks to the director, Eric Schwartz, who is our guest today. He's a photographer, actually, who has had an interest for many years in what makes people tick. And when it comes to tattoos, he has an interesting story of how he got into that. And a lot of it comes out in this film, in particular, Tattoo Nation, which is out now. We'll let you know how you can see that in just a little bit. But first, let's bring on the director of Tattoo Nation, Eric Schwartz. Thanks for being with us here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Oh, my pleasure.
So here you are, a photographer. Were you doing photography of tattoo before actually doing the film on it?
Yes.
That makes more sense now. I didn't know that particular. So then how did you decide to take it from still work into moving picture?
Okay, so the story pretty much relates to what you were saying, Filippo, about music. And in this case, it was the Chicano story and the birth of their art form. It's somewhat related to blues music, where it didn't start with Elvis Presley. It started with, like, Robert Johnson and, you know, all sorts of people like Son House and Muddy Waters. And I found myself in a situation where I saw this fantastic story about this American art form. So that's why it turned into a film.
Well, I started watching it last night. I saw about half of it, and I can't wait to see the other half, because you actually start to... You start feeling these people. This is not just something that someone got drunk and said anymore, at least the people that you have on the film. Someone just got drunk and said, oh, I think I'll get a tattoo. I want that one. Some of these people, like, have studied or have researched or have designed their own tattoos and brought them to the parlor and said, this is what I want and how I want it. And you're the artist. I've been wanting to do this, right?
Yeah. What I found when I started, you know, the photography was their portrait, and then I would interview them, and I would take text and put it next to the portrait, or even as part of the art piece. And what I found fascinating is that when I looked at the imagery that people put on them, and I heard about why they chose that imagery and what it meant to them, it was I never, ever would have guessed that that's why they chose that image. It was amazing to me. I came from a fine arts background, so there's, you know, all sorts of conventions. And what I love about tattoo is that there are no conventions. People put on things, and they're usually very thoughtful, Philippe. very thoughtful and very considered about what they're doing. And there's a beautiful innocence to it. I mean, they're just doing it because they want to. They're doing it because it means something to them, and they have that connection. And a lot of times they'll hire the tattoo artist almost as a way a director will hire a cameraman. It's a collaborative effort. And then also there's a very interesting intimacy between the tattoo artist and the client. And it's the whole process was interesting. And then to find out where this whole illustrative style came from and how it developed, it was too good of a story not to tell. And I was very fortunate that I was able to connect with the people who actually lived the history. And that's really what I wanted to do. Because, once again, coming from a fine arts background, a lot of times you'll hear about artists, and this is what they meant to do, and this is what it means, and all. And you speak to the artist, and it's simply not true. I wanted to get this on record before it started evolving into something that it wasn't.
Wow. In other words, you wanted to correct or to lay a foundation for people's understanding of what this is instead of the misconception.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to get it. I wanted the story told before the myth started, because it is an industry. You know, it is growing to be. It is quite an industry now. But I just wanted to help connect the dots. And like you said, get the foundation down. So yeah. I was. It took a number of years because here I am. This, I have no ink on me. I just find it fascinating, and I find what happens fascinating. And I've met a lot of great people. I mean, the artists were fantastic. The people were really interesting. It's been an interesting journey, and that's what one of the other purposes of the film was, to take people on the same journey that I went through. I had the same misconceptions and preconceptions that you did. And it wasn't long. You know, I realized these people are artists in their own right. And it's been great.
Decidedly, these people are artists, and I've even thought the same about so much graffiti. Having grown up in Los Angeles, or not grown up in Los Angeles, but living in Los Angeles, I have seen a lot of graffiti, and frankly, I kind of wish some of it wasn't where it is, but some of it, in my opinion, deserves to be in a museum. So this is the same kind of thing to me.
Yeah, you know, did you see the show at L.A. L.A. Mocha?
Of which?
Big street show, you know, with the graffiti artists, and it was a huge, huge show.
Yeah, no, I know about it, and I met a couple of the artists, yes.
Yeah, it was an interesting show. There's no question, you know, there's a lot of soul there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And again, like we were saying at the beginning of the show, a way of expression. So, you know, actually this film reminds me of another film, which I have referred to a lot of people. And, I want to talk about that in an obvious or maybe a misconstrued, connection between the two. We'll talk about that when we come back. In the meantime, I'll tell people right away that you can go to tattoonation.com and learn about the film and see how you can see the film. It's available through Yekra.com, or if you just, since you're on our website anyways, at lifechangesnetwork.com, you can learn how you can see the film through the links that we will post, and also how you can be an affiliate there at lifechangesnetwork.com and spread the word and share it with your friends and family through that link. So we'll get you a little bit more information as we move forward. We're talking to the director of Tattoo Nation, Eric Schwartz, here on Life Changes with Philippe.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeitel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Yes, indeed, and this is Filippo here on Life Changes Network with our guest, Eric Schwartz, who is the director of Tattoo Nation, and that's a film about tattoos. And tattooing and the tattoo artists and the people who have this artwork on their body. And we are indeed calling it artwork. And Eric, earlier I mentioned that another film that that I like and recommend to a lot of my friends that have issues with sex. And it's an interesting comparison. I'm wanting to hear what you have to say on it. The film that I like to refer to some of my friends to see is called Sesso por Compasión. It's a Latin American film, and in English, that's Sex for Compassion. And the film starts in black and white, and it's about a community that's very dry, very sad, very shallow, and people walk around pretty much like zombies. And then one day, and I won't give the film away for what this woman had reasons to do. She thought God wanted her to have sex with a man out of wedlock. And so she did it for compassion. And all of a sudden, that man became a different man because of her compassionate act towards him. And when he did that, all of a sudden the film turns to color and the whole community comes alive. People are having more sex. People are more happy. You see flowers, you see happy people and all of that stuff. And then the film takes another interesting turn. But the reason I made that comparison is twofold. Number one, because in this film, this act of sex or lovemaking, which we can call prostitution, was made into a beautiful thing, and maybe it really is. And yet in our civilization, our society, it has been a bad thing and something that's been demonized and become something dirty. Well, when people got tattoos, it was a bad thing per se about people that were in that kind of fringe culture, when maybe it's not just that. And just like prostitution, maybe being the oldest profession, maybe even respectable or even more respectable than some, then maybe tattoo, like Mark was saying earlier, is an art form that has been around forever that maybe can come back to being respectable.
Yeah, well, I totally see the comparison. And I just think it has to do with, as you learn, the motivation. And, you know, what is, it's not necessarily the act itself. And, you know, you're talking about something that really, in both cases, really doesn't hurt anyone. Mm. It's just, you know, it's how, you know, how do we interpret the act? And so, yeah, I can see it. I can see the comparison very easily. And it's interesting because these people expressing themselves through tattoo or any art form, you know, does help that person. And it's amazing the different motivations in terms of tattoo. There are people who put, you know, most of the people that I spoke to, which you can imagine were quite a few, it was a marker in their life. And they will say, I can tell you what happened, what was going on in my life 6 months before this tattoo and 6 months after this tattoo. A lot of people, even though it's, you know, it's a symbol in a lot of cases, it serves as a photograph. It really, you know, it's like when you look at a photograph and all of a sudden all these memories come back to you. Well, that's how a lot of people will use tattoo. They'll use it to think about an incident that was horrible in their life, which I found fascinating. But, you know, how they dealt with it. And it helps people work things out in a lot of cases, or celebrate. You know, one of the, what cracks me up is one of the fastest growing segments in tattoo is soccer moms. And
oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not saying it's the biggest, but it's the fastest growing. And so, you know, their kid will do a drawing or something that they just love. And instead of, you know, just putting it on the refrigerator, they may have it tattooed on them,
on
their shoulder or something, you know. And it's, it really has helped a lot of people. So I could see where it relates to that movie very, very, very much.
Well, and also goes to show you, and thank you for making this film, because how I viewed that world of let's say the sex industry changed because of that film. And now because of this film, how people view this world with, of tattooing will change the perspective for a lot of people. So that's how powerful this art form, film is in helping spread this other art form into the mass consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope so. I mean, I think it's, you know, hopefully this has given a lot of people a voice, you know, the tattooed. It also shows that I think there's a thing about the human spirit that I take away from this film. You know, you're taking people who are incarcerated, and yet, you know, beauty was important to them, and expressing themselves is important. And the other thing that the Chicano community did, aside from the technical, you know, technique aspect of it, which allowed for this incredibly illustrative way of doing tattoo, was that they spoke about things that were important to them as an individual. This didn't come from the top down. As Ed Hardy says, you know, culture bubbles from the bottom up. And I think that's one of the beauties of tattoo, that it really is the people's art form. And you know, as I said before, you know, there's this type of innocence. But you, one could call it innocence, which may sound condescending. It could be purity.
Interesting.
I liked what I saw. I really did. I liked what I saw.
Well, obviously, because you put that in the film, and I liked what I saw. So when we come back, I have another analogy. I'd like to say that I think almost everybody we know has a tattoo, and I'll address that when we come back, and I definitely want to hear your comments on that, Eric. We're talking to Eric Schwartz, the director of Tattoo Nation. You can learn more about it, obviously, by going directly to tattoonation.com, or you can go to lifechangesnetwork.com and find out, too, how you could be an affiliate and help spread the word in your communities and families about this film, and actually even make some money doing it. So go to lifechangesnetwork.com and check out Tattoo Nation. We'll be right back here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up.
It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and you're listening to Life Changes with Filippo with our guest, Eric Schwartz, who is the director of Tattoo Nation. You can go to tattoonation.com. Just Tattoo is T-A-T-T-O-O, nation.com. And you can see how you can see the film or buy the film or share the film. You can also go right here on lifechangesnetwork.com and you can see how you can see the film, buy the film and all that. And also how to become an affiliate where you too, if you're passionate about it, can actually start spreading the information and sharing in the wealth of it as you get behind something that you too are passionate about. And speaking of passionate about, Eric, I mentioned that almost everybody we know has a tattoo. And you said you don't have ink, but you don't. But that doesn't necessarily mean that people don't have quote unquote tattoos. Of course, if we look at the true definition of tattoo, we might get a different meaning. But here's what I'm thinking, especially after listening to you describe how people talk about the ink on their body. I was thinking this. So many people I know, and I've talked to many people that have tattoos, they tell me like you talked about some of the experiences you had about when they got it, why they got it, what it reminds them of. And you can see them going into that place that where they have the passion, the remembrance or the reverence or respect for it, whatever it is that got made them get that. Well, in the same way, I drew an interesting comparison. Tattoos have been known for not respectable people, quote unquote, but so many quote unquote respectable people talk about their tattoos. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about I got this surgery over here. Look at my scar. And when I got this, this is what happened. Oh, let me tell you. And they have a whole story, and this is how that happened. And over here, look at this one. And they'll pull up their shirt or pull down their pants or whatever it is, or pull up their sleeve, and they'll say, when I was this age, this, and they tell you the whole story behind it. Maybe tattoo is almost preemptive. That maybe if you have different ways of dealing with your sadness or with your joy, especially your sadness, you might not have to have surgery and to get rid of something because you've dealt with it another way. How's that?
Yeah, so you may not have to go through psychiatric surgery. You
know? That too.
You know, which has been nicknamed the bloodless surgery. So once again, like you were saying, a method of people connecting, dealing with their life. But one thing that people don't realize is that the people that I've spoken to who have tattoos, they're not getting it for other people. And that was one of the first things that got, one of the first myths, or misconceptions rather, that got changed early on in the project. They're not doing it to say to you, I'm a badass. They're expressing something within themselves. And they're getting it for themselves. And people, they need, it helps for them to understand that.
So where before getting a tattoo, as you say in the beginning of the film, was a sign of rebellion, a middle finger salute to the rest of the world, now it's what?
Now it's people, it's their self-expression, but it's for themselves. It's how they feel about themselves. It comes from within, and it's not meant to necessarily project to you. I mean, it's obviously going to, but that wasn't the motivation. It gets back to the motivation thing we were talking about before with your comparison to the other movie.
Right. Right.
The motivation is very internal, even though it's put on their skin.
It's amazing. And you know, going back to your fine art experience and background, some of this, I'm just picturing some of the tattoos I not only saw in the movie, but that I've seen in books and magazines. Some of it is of the finest fine art.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And that's the whole reason I became involved with the black and gray. I mean, you know, in this odd journey that I took, I was in Pomona, and I was just happened to take a left turn and walk down this particular aisle, and this guy was passing me, Chuko, who's in the movie. And I looked at his legs, and I never saw anything like this. And they were black and gray portraits, and it was really pretty cool. He had on his left leg, he had portraits, which I'm telling you, they virtually look photographic. I mean, the tonality and the detail, it was just fantastic. They were portraits of actors who played gangsters. So you had Marlon Brando, Joe Pesci, Al Pacino. That was one leg. The other leg actually had portraits of actual gangsters. Lucky Luciano and all these other characters. And I thought, like, what a statement that is. And then going up one side of him was all this Catholic imagery. The other side was all this Aztec imagery. And across was the Mexican and Chicano imagery going across his chest, connecting these two sides of his life. And I thought this whole thing was just incredible. And once again, the artwork and the detail, it was just breathtaking. That's how I got introduced to the black and gray Chicano style. And I learned that it meant a lot more to them than just pictures. I mean,
yeah.
There's such depth. It's such a part of that culture's being and expression.
Yeah, you know, you're bringing to mind something when you said almost photographic, and I'm thinking at some point maybe it'll be that simple to be able to imprint a photographic image onto somebody's body in full color. And someday we might look back and say, wow, the process by which so many of these artists came up with the technique in order to be able to put this ink on somebody's body to look realistic, from the cartoon-esque originally that we saw, that's now considered classical tattooing or traditional, to now what's almost photographic, to at some point what may be exactly photographic, we might romanticize about how it used to be done, how you used to have to sit in a tattoo parlor in the middle of the night, you know, with somebody with a needle. Now it's, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand what you're saying. It's a difference between, you know, painting and photography, you know, going across that thing. The one thing that's beautiful about painting as opposed to photography, and I'm not saying that this couldn't happen, you know, you may be onto something, is that there's the element of imagination. And I think that's what's so beautiful, one of the beautiful aspects of tattoo is, you know, the sculpting. You know, you're taking a 2D image and you're putting it on a 3D person. And these guys will compensate, you know, how it looks. The really, really good ones will be able to compensate how, let's say, you know, the hardest thing to do is a portrait, obviously. I mean, it's amazing what they can do.
Yeah, so on a canvas.
It still looks good, you know.
And on a canvas that's moving and living and not uniform and with its own embellishments and deformities.
Right. Oh, yeah, and skin, you know, our skin is different in different sections of our body.
Right.
I mean, the skill that, you know, this isn't just, you know, coloring. I mean, there's an amazing amount of skill. And these tattoo artists are virtually like athletes. And they only have like a window of opportunity to practice their trade or do their art, however you want to, or both. I mean, a really good tattooer is both an artist and a technician.
You know, as an Italian American, I know that I've taken pride at times to tell people, you know, yes, we can go to any corner store and buy a pizza. But pizza was originated in Italy, and it really was an Italian food before we made it American. Now, as somebody who understands having that kind of culture and that kind of pride, I want to give a shout out to the Chicano references and culture and artists and that are in this film, and the history and heritage that is brought up, that you bring up in this film, to say that that tattoos, at least modern tattoos, are becoming an art form in and of itself that belongs to everybody. But the way it is today, it truly comes from that Chicano heritage, right?
Yes, no question. No question. The motivation, the personalization of a tattoo, the whole idea that you would walk into a tattoo shop and say, this is what I want on me, and discuss it with the artist, as opposed to pick something off the wall and have it put on you. Totally different. All came from the Chicano culture. And interestingly enough, this guy, Charlie Cartwright, in Southern California, and Ed Hardy up in San Francisco, both felt that the client should be involved with their tattoo and what it said. They were the first guys really to do that. Charlie Cartwright was even more direct in the sense of you want a picture of your wife or you want a picture of your car or sure, you know, I'll do it. Where Hardy would say, tell me what you want to say. And he would have references, mainly Oriental, but then also Hardy developed into, you know, these amazing works of art. I mean, you know, hot air balloons, I mean, you name it. You know, so it came from the client. That whole attitude really was groundbreaking from Hardy up north in San Francisco and Charlie Cartwright in the south, taking the whole Chicano perspective and putting it out there.
Well, I think it's groundbreaking that you made a film that, and are putting it out this way, in this form, for people to be able to have a different perspective here. And I'm glad that we got to interview you so that we could not only share information that is truly life-changing for all the people that have tattoos, I'm sure, and for the people that are close to them, but we're obviously going to be seeing a lot more of them as they are becoming more quote unquote respectable or mass accepted. And I'm so glad that we had this opportunity, and we wish you the best with the film Tattoo Nation.
Well, thank you, Filippo. It was a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. Look forward to meeting you and continuing the conversation at some point live in person.
Okay.
All right. Take care. We'll be right back with our producer's wrap with Mark Leger as we continue our conversation about Tattoo Nation, and remind you to go to TattooNation.com or LifeChangesNetwork.com and learn about how you could see the film or be involved in this exciting movement at LifeChangesNetwork.com.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit LifeChangesWithFilippo.com and click on our representation page.
Well, this is Filippo, and we've been talking with Eric Schwartz of Tattoo Nation, a film that is sure to raise interest and excitement in a lot of people, and probably some controversy in others, if it hasn't already done so. Tattoos obviously have been controversial for a lot of people, and you know, maybe we should just relax.
Controversial for some, and passionate and connected for others.
And life-changing and meaningful and... Yeah. Artistic and all of that.
And I resonate with everything he said. I have a tattoo, as we talked about at the beginning of the show, but it was interesting because I put a lot of thought in that moment of what I was going to have, knowing that it was going to be a part of me. And it has served in a number of ways, and I'm still proud to have it. And I've been actually designing another one for a long time, kind of watching it evolve as I've changed. So I understand a lot of this and kind of resonate with a lot of what he said in terms of how the community looks at themselves and relates to the art and the kind of self-expression. But I think outside of that, you know, the this whole idea of stigmatizing, you know, this rush to judgment, you know, if people could understand how beautiful the stories are, or just even open themselves up to asking rather than jumping right to a, you know, a defiant judgment. Why? Where did they get it? What does it mean? You know, things like this. I mean, you could actually bring people together, you know, to inspire a conversation and getting to know someone better. And who knows what stories led to, you know, the inspiration that moment. Like he was saying, that that photograph of where they were in that point in time in their life that inspired them to create that marker.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking I have a mark on my arm that I got while cooking one day, and I can remember exactly what I was cooking and where I was and who was coming over and all of that. And sometimes people ask me, what's that? And then I have this whole story, and I'm tired of the story. It's a story that's meaningless to me. But if I had a tattoo there of something that I would rather have there, as a matter of fact, some people do that. They have tattoos on places that they don't like, so to make it look better, or where they have blemishes or flaws in their opinion, or scars, and to make the scar look better. And so they're making what was like a negative situation or memory into a positive one. You know, that would be much more interesting than to me to say, yeah, I got burnt on the oven.
Well, but that is the story. So
that is the story. But I could say, yeah, well, this butterfly means I was a caterpillar once, and now I'm a butterfly. And then I'll never have to tell the story about burning myself in the oven. It's kind of like, you know, it's easier to say I got a football injury than to say, you know, I just stumbled on a rock.
You could turn into a sun and then do the whole wear sunscreen thing. All sorts of.
Oh yeah.
See?
Oh, see? Now I know what to do. But since you opened it up, I'll elaborate a little bit on that. But yes, over the years that I've known you, you've showed me pictures of, see, this is something like I'm thinking of having tattooed, or I'm thinking this, and as your mental process around it, and as your discovery and passion about it has changed and flourished And so it's not something that, again, no one gets, you can't get drunk and have your whole body tattooed. It's just unless you're drunk for a year or two.
Well, you certainly can do that, but then, you know, you're going to go through a whole other process if you weren't that, you know, connected at a soulful level to what you're doing, with having to own it, embrace it, you know, and wear it with pride and confidence going forward. And that's, you know, the other half of this. You know, there's a lot of people. I came across a girl in a class I took the other day that I was admiring a tattoo she had, and she immediately had a visceral reaction when I brought it up. Oh, I hate that. I was at a totally different place, and I want it removed. And so, yeah,
I,
you know, it's certainly there.
That.
And well, and you think about how different people, you know, we are as we've changed. You know, so imagine people that have gone through their change are in one place one day and then another day, and maybe it no longer resonates.
And that's the thing, though, because it's quote unquote permanent. And it's so, it's like, yeah, you could be in love with this person now, but, you know, what happens if you don't end up being in love with this person, but now you're in love with that person, but you have the other person's name tattooed inside of a heart on your arm?
Or on the whole left side of your face, I saw a gentleman do the other day.
Yeah, or on your private parts. And so when your ex is looking at him going, or when your current whatever is like, you know, I don't want to make love to that.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah, well, it's a whole other life lesson to deal with. That's a whole different show.
That's the other side of the coin.
That is. That's the other picture.
Yeah, so that's my thinking is, you know, as I've been often saying recently, especially, that what I believe today is going to change tomorrow, because it has to, because I'll be learning something today that'll make my yesterday be obsolete.
But even if, who is it for us to say or judge why someone is doing something?
Oh,
or why they had done that, or whether or not it's right or wrong within their life path, where they're at, what they need to learn, and how they're going to go forward.
No judgment. And that's one of the reasons why I really liked the idea of having this show on, so that we can bring light to something that has so much been judged. Here we are. It's an art form, and it's creativity, and it's out there. If you want to learn more about the film, or see the film, or share the film, go to tattoonation.com or go to yakra.com. But of course, all the information is up at lifechangesnetwork.com, where you can not only see the film and share it from there, but you can get on a link that we'll have up there and become an affiliate and spread it to your network and actually be part of making money, sharing things that are passionate to you. Look more at Life Changes Network for those kinds of things coming up, where you can be part of the movements that move you. This is Filippo reminding you that as life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.